Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful presence, Lord, that is in this place. We are grateful for the covering of our fathers. And so we stand under their covering in order, under the Lordship of Jesus. And I beseech you, Father, for fresh mercy from your throne, mercy and unction to enable me speak as an oracle of God. So your words will come forth out of me like a stream of living water, bringing light and encouragement, bringing strength and refreshing, causing, Lord, yokes to be broken, causing, Lord, veils to be torn and removed. So we see clearly to the end of the hope that you have for us, and we will run with patience this race that is set before us as we follow our fathers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because as your word goes forth, let yokes be broken. Let strength come to our feet and our ankle bones. Let those areas, Lord, of discouragement, of offense, let them be turned around so that, Lord God, will receive a unifying oneness of mind in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because, Lord, as your word goes forth, Lord, I ask, you have mercy on me to be concise and precise in my delivery. Help me not to waste time, to say unnecessary things, but Lord, to be as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, bring forth the treasures of your word, new and old, as led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I yield myself afresh to you. Lord God, I glory, Lord, not in my infirmities. Let your power rest upon me, so that, Lord, your will be fulfilled, not by reason of my own ability, but by your faithfulness working in and through me, so that, Lord, in this place, Jesus will be glorified and the sons of men will be blessed and edified. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Running to obtain the glory. We're in a race, and the race is not against anyone. It's against time. Amen. And we're going to run that race, and we're supposed to obtain that glory in a given time. And we're going to do it by God's grace in Jesus' name. So I'll start straight away from Psalm 78 in verse 40. Psalm 78 verse 40. Again, you have to be quick today. How oft, if you turn your Bible there, Psalm 78 from verse 40 to 42. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Next verse. Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited, let's read together, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Next verse. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. Now this entire Psalm 78, it contrasts God's merciful faithfulness on Israel and how Israel paid him back with stubbornness and rebellion. You know, so what we see there is that they limited him, you know, and we will not limit God in Jesus' name, okay? But they limited God's power working in and through them. They limited God's wisdom working in and through them. So ultimately, they fell short, and they didn't enter. The Bible says majority of them did not fulfill the promise. I said many of them, the majority, God was not pleased, okay? That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. This is in spite of the fact that they had a great God. He had done great miracles. They had faithful fathers, Moses, Joshua, able to take them in the promised land. It wasn't a question of leadership. It was a question of the followership. And God is having us look at this today, so that as we have a faithful leadership and we are running a race against time, we will learn from their mistakes. Amen. And that's the whole idea. No, they ran in vain, but we will not run in vain in Jesus' name. All right, now, also we see that despite numerous spectacular interventions, as a majority, they were united in forgetting God. Can you imagine? God have mercy on us. We will be united in remembering God. But they were united in forgetting God. Can you believe that? No, and they fell short of it. This particularly is important because we enter into the promised land through tribulation. So anytime God was doing good things to them, they were fine. They had faith. They were okay. But anytime they faced a challenge or a face of difficulties, they would complain. They would murmur. they'll get offended. And in their hearts, they turn back. As far as God was concerned, they are turned back. So, brethren, you know, sometimes, and this is the essence, you know, it's not even sometimes. When you turn back in your heart, God can see it. We are not going to turn back in Jesus' name. So some of you may say, oh, God's waiting for the action. God's not waiting for the action. He's looking at the heart. Okay? Look at Acts 14:22. But in the Amplified, Acts 14:22. Thank you. Quickly. Establishing, let's read together, establishing and strengthening the souls and the hearts of the disciples, urging and warning and encouraging them to stand firm in the faith. I'm trusting God to help me to do that today. And telling them that it is through many hardships and tribulation we must enter the kingdom of God. We're going to enter in Jesus' name. Hardship or no hardship, tribulation or no tribulation. We're going to enter on eagle's wings in Jesus' name. But it's important to know that it's through tribulation. And you know, they kept turning back at the tribulation. So they were not moving forward. But we're going to move forward in Jesus' name. Now, the good news is not everybody responded like that. Amen? So you can make up your mind that I'm going to choose not to respond like that. All right? Now, look at Psalm 77. Let's read it from verse 1. It's a psalm of Asaph. Obviously, this is somebody who also is going through tribulation. Let's read it together. You may be able to identify with this. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And he did what? Gave ear. Anytime you cry, God gives ear to your cry. Next verse. In the day of my trouble, I did what? Sought the Lord. My soul ran into the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Next verse. So this is the tribulation. This is the challenge. It's a problem. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained. So this is real. It's being honest. I remember God, and instead of God giving me peace, the thought of God brought me trouble. No, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, pause and think on that. No, sometimes the situations that we face, that we are troubled, our spirit is overwhelmed, but it's a test. Amen. And we have to pass it in flying colors. All right. Amen. We're going to pass it in Jesus' name. So you see, this is the honesty of the psalmist, and that honesty attracts mercy. Let's jump to verse 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I thought of how things used to be. Next verse. You know, we think of things, how things used to be in Nigeria when 1 naira was changing to 1 pound. People remember. But you must remember the right way. You can remember wrongly and you can remember rightly. See this? So I remember the days of old. He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. When I used to sing. When there was a song in my heart. No, I commune with my own spirit. And my spirit made diligent search. So he's beginning to commune with God. Right now he's thinking. The psalmist is thinking, but that thinking is with God because it began with honesty. I told God, look, I have a problem. This is hard for me. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Okay? And look at God's response. Next verse. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? He's beginning to ask himself, will he? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? I don't know what you're going through. Maybe he's made you a promise. It appears as if it's taking a long time. And they said that the promise will no more be prolonged. You know, you are going to... Beg your pardon, sir. No more delay. There will be no more delay. But yet, where is it? Where is it? Where is the promise of his coming? Both the promise of the glory and the promise of the things in this life. Amen? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercy? Can't he see what I'm going through? Doesn't he know how long I've been at this? But because the Holy Spirit is there, the Holy Spirit is whispering to him and telling him, this is the problem. And look at verse 10. And I said, let's look at it, say, and I said, this is my infirmity. but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. What are the years of the right hand of the Most High? The years when my prayers were being answered. When before I pray, God would just do it. The years when I kneel down and pray and God would do it. You must remember all the things together. In the time when it appears as if it's taking a long time, remember the things that he has done, the blessings that are in your hand right now. That kind of blessings, name them one by one. Say, and this is my infirmity. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Next verse. I will remember. This is by choice now. I now will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. That's what the children of Israel didn't do. They didn't remember. You know, initially, he was like, ah, as God. But as honest as mercy triumphed and helped, you know, he began to realize that, ah, will God cast off forever? No, this is my mistake. I'm making the same mistake again. No, I will choose to remember. It's a choice. What you choose to remember is a choice. You have to choose to remember the positive things that God has done. Because it strengthens your faith and lifts you out of depression. Lifts you out of a place where the devil begins to dominate and discourage, you know, and keep you weary and faint and tired and thinking as if you are carrying the whole world on your shoulders. How many of us have been there before? Amen. All right. I will meditate also on all thy work and talk of thy doings. Even though things are not going well for me, I will continue to tell people, you know my God is good. You know my God is great. It's called faith. It's called faith. Don't keep your mouth shut. That your mouth is the solution to your problem. You must keep saying it. Is that okay? Even though I've not seen it, I choose. Give me back the previous verse. It's a choice. I choose to meditate on all thy work in my mind. So you win the battle first in the mind. Then I will now talk of all thy doings with my mouth. Amen. Next verse, verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as our God? This is what happened to David. We're not going to turn to Psalm 73, where David was looking at the wicked that were prospering. And the Bible says his foot was nigh slipped. You know, but then it's the same David that done, oh, I fasted in vain. See the people that are not doing what I'm doing. See what's happening to them. Is there something wrong with me? And all those questions he was asking himself. The Bible says that the same David said, if I continue this, I would have sinned against my heritage. No. I will go into the sanctuary. When he went into the sanctuary, he now understood their end. The sanctuary is in God's presence. The sanctuary is a place of peace. It's a place of light. In his presence, there are revelations of his power, revelations of his might, revelations of his glory. So your problem begins to pale in comparison compared to the light that you are seeing. And then you rise up. And this is how Job rose above catastrophic tribulation. This is how he did it. Psalm 42 verse 10. We're not going to turn there for time. But the Bible says he rose out of losing everything to receiving double. This is how he did it. This is, amen. Bible says, before my ears have heard thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. It was in the sanctuary. You cannot effectively overcome tribulation staying in the outer court. Staying in the, you have to press in. You know, that feeling of, there's no point. That's really the time you need to pray. But I know it's not easy to, I'm telling you the truth, I know it's not easy to pray. But it starts one step at a time, be honest. I don't feel like praying. I mean, this honestly, it's as if the whole world is crashing down. Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. And from there, it begins to help you. You know, set your thoughts aright. And then you can will of your own free will that, okay, I'm going to start. I pick up my book. Father, I confess my sins. Unbelief. Prayerlessness. And as you begin to confess, mercy begins to flow. Amen. And then before you know it, you are the same person that you couldn't pray. You are in tears. Your name is now groaning away. And they're groaning away. Bingo! Scriptures begin to flow. And God begins to join together and tells you, I'm going to deliver you. Don't worry. You are walking a hallowed path. It's the path the Lord Jesus walked. It's a privilege to walk that walk. It's a path Apostle Paul walked. It's a path the great men of old walked. It's the same way Job went through. It's the same way Joshua and Caleb chose to have a different spirit when they saw the same thing. It was the same thing. It's the same way Moses endured. As seeing him who is invisible. It's the same way. It's light on the inside. It's going in deeper when things are tough. It's not waiting on the outside. Because it's from tribulation to tribulation. But each tribulation works a bit more patience and a bit more of God into your heart. A bit more of love into your heart. And before you know it, the devil has helped you get to your destination. Hallelujah. He's fast forwarded your trip. He's made it easier. He's paid for your transport. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So don't let it work against us. Let it work for us. Amen. That's the will of God. It will work for us in Jesus' name. Look at Romans 15:4-6. For whatsoever things, let's read together. For whatsoever things, do we have it up? For whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our learning. That we through patience, consistency, and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. Next verse. Now. And say now. You said it, baby. Say now. The God of patience and consolation grant you to be what? Like-minded one toward another according to Christ. Next verse. That you may with one mind. What did he say? One mind and one mouth. Do what? Glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, what are we saying here? God is trying to tell us that hope must shine bright. And that treasure, hope is a treasure, you know. It's a treasure that is inside you and I. And we must polish it so it's shining bright. And we can see it so that we are all saying the same thing. With that one mind and then one mouth, we bring the glory of God down in Jesus' name. That's how we're going to make progress. We're going to make progress together. So we consciously align our minds with God. Doesn't matter what the situation is. So somebody else may be having a good time. You may be going through a tough patch, but our minds are the same. This is the key, because our tribulation doesn't come at the same time. Our tests don't come at the same time. But if you break rank and turn back in your mind, and I am maintaining my mind, you know, it's taken away from all of us together glorifying God. Do you understand? Because we're making progress together. There has to be unity of mind. Amen. Now, why is this important? Why is this important? We already touched on it. When we turn back in our minds against God, against His Word, against oversight, we delay the manifestation of the glory or our progress towards the glory. Amen. For example, in the Old Testament, we see the story of Miriam in Numbers 12:15. I'm not going to turn there, but the story is there. I'm just put up that verse, Numbers 12:15. We know the story. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. For 7 days they were delayed. While Miriam was with leprosy outside suffering her punishment, the whole of Israel, everybody else of the 3 million, were waiting for her. Can you imagine? One person holding up everybody else. We will not hold each other up in Jesus' name. Amen. But this is the key. No, one person's sin holds up everybody else. You understand? Because when the children of Israel, you know, went to spy out the land, the 12 elders, and the 10 of them came back and gave an evil report. God was so angry, Numbers 14:32-34, that God just said, look at it, Numbers 32, Numbers 14, 14. But as for you, this is God talking to the people that murmured. Say, but as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. And we went to the promised land. Next verse. Your children shall wander in the wilderness. How many years? 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. So they held their children back until they died. They didn't go forward. They were going round and round. We will not go round in Jesus' name. You see the danger, you know. And they had faithful leadership who knew the way, who had instructions, who were ready to, who had God. God was speaking to their leader face to face. So it wasn't a leadership problem. It was a followership problem. If the followership is not fully submitted, it delays the collective pace of the entire, because we're going to get glory together. Philadelphia Church is everybody.
It's not some people. You are in Jesus' name. So this means that we need to take it really seriously. Amen. Look at verse 34. And after the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know the breach of promise. All right? So God considered it. God was pained. It was a breach. It was a stab in the back. That's how God felt. It wasn't just you saying that I'm going to punish you. There's disappointment. You know, in relating with our parents, you know, I've come to see, you know, there's a time when your parent is angry. It's about when your parent is disappointed. It's not the same. Anger is, oh, I was, disappointment is, how come? How come? It's like a sore that is deep inside. We will not disappoint them in Jesus' name. Amen. Second reason. It's related to the first one. We are entering together under covering. Our wills are fully submitted. Our minds are fully enlightened. Our emotions are fully transformed. It's not part, brethren, it's whole. Look at Ephesians 4:16. So while there's no, the Zion church is the perfect church. So we have a mature leadership operating in cleansing, perfection, and maturity, and a fully submitted followership. The emphasis of this message is the full submission of the followership. Right, we are there. 16. Let's read together. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according, is this King James? Is this Amplified? You have life. I forgive you. Yeah, move to Amplified. Thank you. I hope you are giving me 16. Okay. For because of him, the whole body, read it, the whole body, the church, in all its various parts, not some, closely joined and firmly knit together by the joints and ligaments with which it is supplied, when each part, with what? Power, adapted to its need, is working properly in all its functions, grows to full maturity, building itself up in love. That scripture tells us that each part must have power flowing in it. And that power must be meeting your need that you are facing at that time. So it's power adapted to your need. So if you have a need of anxiety, peace. The power of peace is flowing in you. Amen. If you have the problem with your pride, you know, assailing your soul, the power of humility is meeting your need. Amen. All right. If you have the power of unbelief working against you, the power of faith is meeting your need. But there must be power flowing. There must be power flowing. It is that power flowing when your own needs are met. That is when you can now contribute to the rest of the body. But if your own needs are not met and the power is not flowing because of a wrong attitude towards authority or towards the brethren around you, then to that degree your needs are not being met, you will not be able to supply. And it is that supply that is going to take the body up in growth. Amen. So you understand? So the point is this, brethren, we are doing it together. Say together. Together. We're growing together. We are growing together. Amen. We are moving forward together. We are flying in the clouds together. Anything we are doing together. We're doing it together. So that together. So you owe it to all of us to be doing your best. I owe it to you to be doing my best. I have to make sure that there's power flowing in me, adapted to meet every need. Amen? Right. All right. Now, and Apostle Paul ran and obtained. And the way he ran and obtained is the same way we are going to run and obtain. Amen? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Give me back in the King James. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's together. You will be able to say this in Jesus' name. And say it continually. Say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Next verse. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Question, how much do you love his appearing? To what degree do you love the appearing? What are you going to give to make sure that the appearing has greater priority over certain other things? This is the issue. Every other thing. We saw from Luke 14 that the first thing God desires is your heart. You must love him above everything else. So the question is, when he says love the appearing, he's talking about loving the appearing. Loving as his appearing is number one priority. And it's constantly maintained as number one priority. It doesn't slip to number two. It stays as number one. So this is the same mind that we must have. Amen? This is what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27, where he says that, I do not beat the air. I do not fight uncertainly as one that beats the air. It's talking about prayer. Because in prayer, you beat the air. Okay? But I keep my body under. So it's both air and body. You must keep the body under. Keep the will under. Keep the mind under. Keep the emotions under by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's after having preached to others. So preaching to others doesn't mean you're going to get the glory. So that's what it was. Let's have him preach to others and not be a castaway or run in vain. He didn't want to run in vain. But we can see here from 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8 that he ran and he obtained. So we must also do the same thing. We must not beat the air. It's not once you have prayed in the morning and that's the end of it. No. It's not like that. You must keep your body under. All right. How then do we do it? Philippians chapter 2. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Give it to me in, yes, King James, thank you. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, next verse. Fulfill ye my joy. Who is speaking here? The Lord Holy Spirit. It's God talking here, using Paul. He said, God is saying, fulfill ye my joy, that he be what? Like-minded. Having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's why the Bible says that we know, choose life, that you may love the Lord, that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave. Cleave is will, mind, emotions. You have become one. So it's not enough to just say, I'm born again. Or occasionally your will is in line with God's will. Or most of the time your will is in line. What about your mind? What about your emotions? It's our responsibility to keep everything together. That's what he's saying. Okay? So this is the goal. The goal is to be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So how then do we do that? Number one, we stay under covering of true spiritual fathers. Amen? And we do that by two things. Look at Hebrews 13, 17. Hebrews 13, 17. You must recognize, we've spoken about this, recognizing true spiritual fathers. We've spoken about the fruit of good treasure, which is deep revelational knowledge from God that comes to them because of the deep humility that they have. Then their deep intercession day and night. Then we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, patience and consistency and gentleness that you see consistently demonstrated in their lives. And then the fruit of changed hearts. They turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers, the fathers back to the children. So they're able to turn your heart back towards God. And you see yourself changing on the inside. This is the fruit. When you want to recognize true spiritual fathers, this is how you know them. Okay, but now I'm saying you must do two things. Number one, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Two things that he's talking about there. There's obedience and there's submission. And God is emphasizing the submission. Because you can obey without submitting. You can obey and I just keep my own mind. It's like, I'm just like, does that mean you should not have your own opinion? Yes. With God, you don't have your own opinion. You change your opinion by choice. By choice. That is called submission. So long as it's in line with the word of God. You align with and submit. Amen? And it is when you do that, that life flows to the degree that it should. Amen? Submission is key. Because the Bible talks in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, talks about enlarge your bowels. You know, be ye enlarged. So oversized bowels can be enlarged towards us, but our bowels also must be enlarged towards oversized and be enlarged toward one another. So we can't afford, you must be under authority and you must keep enlarging your bowel. Just like you grow in humility, you keep enlarging your bowel and you get more, you get more, you get more. And when you get more life, you know, you operate more efficiently. Then 1 hour of prayer will do so much. Many times one confession will do things I used to do before with one face. A confession will take care of it. Do you believe that can happen? Yes. When Jesus said to Peter, come. It was just a word. The word to keep a man defying the law of gravity. How many faces do you think it takes to pray that? Have you tried it in your bathroom? Pray and then go and step in the bathroom in water and say whether you stand on water. No, they do so you can tell how many faces it would take to really walk on water. But the man just said, come. Pa. Why? Bowels open. Submitted. Amen. All right. Number two. Individually now, we operate the law of the Spirit of life in Christ with diligence by using the blood, the word, and the Spirit to maintain fellowship with God. That's what he's talking about in Philippians. No, leave it here. No, go to Mark chapter 13, verse 35. We know that we pray at least four times a day, you know, when we're talking about walking in the Spirit, you know, you operate the law of the Spirit of life diligently using the blood, the word, and the Spirit. But I want to emphasize that the aim here is to maintain fellowship with God. So when you are praying, you're not praying just to tick. That's good, to tick. But at the same time, you're talking to God in your heart. You're open to what God is saying. Amen? You're asking, what's the next thing that I'm doing? You know, what's the next direction I'm going? This person did really hurt me. Don't ignore it. Okay, I forgive. Consciously, I let it go. You know, you're not just praying. Because, you know, how many people know that you can say the words and nothing is happening? I mean, would I say, pray, pastor? You know, I mean, you just finished praying like this, you know, and you say, no, I love God with all my heart, will, mind, emotions, and strength. I love my brethren, the way Jesus loved them, washing their feet by forgiving them their sins, asking life for them, praying for them. So why are you just doing this now? You are saying you are asking life, and the person offended you, and you didn't consciously think along those lines. So, talk is cheap. But talk is important. You know, it's important because, you know, the Bible says with one mind and with one mouth. When you use your mouth and your mind at the same time, you make progress. But if you use your mouth and your mind is disconnected, it's not going to work. So, mind and mouth. Say, mind and mouth must glorify God together. It's working together. Amen. All right, so we have to operate the law of the Spirit of life. We know that. And then, of course, we use the blood, the word, and Spirit. Of course, so we use the blood, which the blood is honest confession of sin, like we showed earlier on, to receive cleansing and purging from offense, from guilt, and condemnation. These things come at a rate that is variable. Some days, I mean, we know, some days are wonderful days, peaceful days, nobody's disturbing you. And some days you go from ba, ba, ba. It's like, did they send you people to me? How many people have experienced that? So you need to be alert. Your confession should not be mechanical. Father, I confess my sins. Confess which one? Which one are you confessing? Even if you're not looking at the book to confess a whole long list, what are the recent ones in your mind? Say it. It's honest. Mercy flows. Life flows. That's cleansing. And you can now receive life in a greater measure. Amen. So, it's the things we already do. It's just doing it more efficiently. Amen. And more effectively. All right.
prayer is the next one. Using the Spirit, talking about communion, prayer, and travail. And this is very important. Look at Romans 8:26. Because it's through prayer we release rivers of living water. That power of rivers, that it comes through prayer. First, you may not be able to even pray travail. You may need to just communion prayer first. And it's communion prayer that ultimately puts you in a place where you can now do travailing prayer and now generates power to take you out. That's how them Job did it. That's how Paul and Silas did it. And the Bible says we have them as examples. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit also does what? Helpeth our infirmities, for we know what we should pray for as we ought. How many people have believed that there's sometimes when you don't know what to pray for? It's like, where will I even start? Just begin to pray in tongues. All right. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Next verse. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of. So it's a mind to mind thing. God's mind fellowship is with your mind. And you pick things into your mind from God's mind. Amen. And it settles you, gives you peace. The external situation may not change immediately, but your mind changes. Amen. Because He maketh intercession for saints according to the will of God. Next verse. And we know that what? Some things. Most things. A few things. What did He say? All things work together. He has the final say. So He turns things around. But He must turn it inside your mind first and then outside in the situation afterward. Amen? This is what He's doing. So no, it works together for good for them that love God, them who are the called according to His purpose. That's why you are unstoppable. Amen. I said you are unstoppable. That's why your gains are unshakable. Because you have the power to keep your mind stayed on Him. And when your mind is stayed on Him, whatever is going on in circumstances is going to align with your mind. Because you and God are one. And one with God is majority. Amen? Amen. All right. So we see that. So prayer must be systematic. Daily prayer. Weekly prayer. You know, that's why you come to all night. That's why you make sure. Don't give excuses, brethren. I found that God doesn't take excuses. I don't know about you, but God doesn't take excuses. Just say what you're going to do about it to correct it. Don't give on something and expect that it's going to be wiped off. That whatever I should have done, it will just, the prayer of yesterday has gone with yesterday. But you didn't do it. You didn't do it. So it should, tomorrow, yesterday will go. Okay, so God should take the blessing of yesterday away and let it go with yesterday. No. Let it continue. So if you want God's blessing, why can't you fulfill your part of the bargain faithfully? If something came up and hindered your ability to do the prayer, then let God know the next available time that you can do the prayer. It's as simple as that. Don't say, and I'm really very sorry, you know, and I was looking forward to that time of prayer. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, that next week. There'll be mercy, initially. You know, but you are asking somebody to wallop your bum bum. All right? Yeah, no, we will not do that, all right? They are forwarding the affliction. That's not in your interest. We will not forward the affliction in Jesus' name. All right? So if there are things you just our Father, I confess my sins, you know, and God is understanding, but he's watching for the honesty. Because mercy must flow. Amen. Daily Bible reading, meditation. That's the word. And study of the apostolic and prophetic word that comes from fathers. All right. Of course, we know this, that when you study apostolic and prophetic messages from fathers, God gives you keys. So that when you now read your Bible and meditate your Bible, you can use those keys to unlock hidden treasures and secrets in the Word of God that apply to our lives. Amen. So you're not just reading your Bible. God's talking to you and giving you things in real time that you and I will need to face things that are coming down the road. So it's not routine. It is getting equipment. Second Timothy 3:17 says that man of God may be equipped. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17. Let's look at it. The word of God is really key here, because you know it's like we have a word tank, if I may say. You know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now, if you eat physical food, bread, you know, you have energy level, isn't it? When you eat in the morning, there is an energy level, isn't it? Then it goes down because you've expended energy. Then you eat in the afternoon. What are you doing? You are keeping your energy level up so that you can do all the things you need to do for the day. Otherwise, you can find out that you have things to do and you are so tired and so weak and you're not effective to do those things. True or false? The same way with the word. Your word tank must not be on E. Empty. There is a word tank. There is a tank of the word of God in our hearts. It must not be on E. That should be on quarter. Why should we be walking on quarter? When there's abundance, we must repent in Jesus' name. Your word tank must be above three quarter. Three quarter and above. So once it goes on to three quarter, you go back. Why? I don't know what kind of mentality that is to be operating on E. If you see somebody who's driving their car on E, bro, sis, is everything okay? You are going to spoil this car, isn't it? Well, I'm not going to spoil the car because the car will pick dirt because it's operating so close to the bottom of the tank, isn't it? The same way, when you are so low on the word, when the tank is so low, you are easy to pick offense. Easy to turn back. That's what happened to children of Israel. Their word tank was so low. They saw miracles, but it doesn't give faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Amen. All right. That the man of God may be... No. Give it back to me. 16, quickly. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, to tell you, do this, do that. Next verse. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto... Give me this in the Message Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Through the word of God, we are put together and shaped up for tasks, God, I think it's, give me NIV. NIV, I think NIV. One of them says equipped. So it's an thoroughly, that's the NIV. I'm going to maybe thoroughly equipped. The word of God is an equipment. There's some things you just need an equipment. What machines do? They make things efficient. So if you don't have the equipment, you're going to do it in a very long time, or you're not going to be able to do it at all. This is the issue. Righteousness, obedience needs equipment. And the equipment is the word of God. So, when your word level is solid, when the thing hits, you will feel the pressure, but the word is there. You won't lie. Hello. Please don't cry. You won't lie. You won't deny. You won't twist. Renouncing these things. Those are the things we do quietly. You know, no, because the word level is up, you tell the truth. You made a mistake. Well, and when you tell the truth, that turns out to be your solution and your salvation. Amen? So it's important to make sure that our word tank is up. So be prepared. And finally, together, we practice divine love towards all men and strive to outdo ourselves in love. It's about love. Love is the goal. So we strive to outdo ourselves in divine love. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Philippians 2, 14. Right. So what it says, do all things without what? Murmurings and disputings. So that's why you have the background of all this is we've said. Next verse. That you may be what? Blameless and harmless, the sons of God. Not children anymore. Talking about maturity here. Talking about growth. The sons of God without rebuke. So you're perfect. In the sense that there's no rebuke. Then you're perfect. Amen. You're fulfilling the law perfectly. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among you will shine as lights in the world. Next verse. Holding forth the word of life. You hold it in your heart, in your mouth. Amen.
that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. We will not run in vain in Jesus' name. We will run to obtain, holding forth the word of life. Amen. Let us bow our heads as we pray. Let's talk to God. If you're feeling weak, tired, discouraged, weary, be honest. Talk to Him. He understands. He was tempted like as we were, every way. Ask Him to help you. And that honesty will attract the mercy of God. God will have mercy on you. Mercy not to be consumed. Mercy not to faint. Mercy to be faithful. And ultimately, mercy to triumph. Patience and comfort of the scriptures, consistency in prayer, consistency in walking in the Spirit, consistency in the Word, consistency in obedience, using the life of God, and you will ultimately overcome. If you need an earthquake, God will give you an earthquake to change that situation around. He did it for Paul and Silas. He's not a respecter of persons. But you must run. Inside, in your mind, in your heart. Don't throw up your hands in the air. Hold on to Him. Will. Our confidence is in the Lord, the God of our salvation. Rest is found in Him alone, the author of creation. We will not fear the evil. Raise up our right hand to the Lord. Put the left hand on our hearts, especially our mind. Pray and say, Heavenly Father, we confess our sins, and so we clean with the blood. We thank You for Your word that has come to us today, warning us and encouraging us not to turn back in our hearts and in our minds, but rather united in the word by the power of the Holy Spirit, who will press forward in the same love, one accord, and one mind, striving together for the gospel to inherit the promise of the glory. Father, I ask for mercy. Help me to walk in close fellowship with You and in obedience to You
all the time, so that as I fellowship with you, with my fathers and with my brethren, in unity we will press forward. We will grow up into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ and bring down your glory upon the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in tongues. Japre ka kumamba, rapa kasan so seke de bebeni karuka, rapa kaso se seke do vanitoma, toba santo toto bai, rapa kwanga kai, rapa bambe, jaka ko kasan doto, raba ba 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 ba, raba ba 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 kaka, jeke de bebeni kana, raba pa kako se, jeke ko barea, rabo bede de be so, rede de be ba ba ka, toma sa, jeke ko bari, yo. Rido, Rode Debe, Jekeleve Beso, Belelevea, Mado, Belelebe, Katoba, Jacoco, Selelebe, Bara, Robo, Rodano, Meleveso, Shenga de Bebeni. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray and say, in Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, please give life to our spirits now.